The man designated as Prime Minister of Iraq is said to be close to presenting his choices for a cabinet. This would be the latest Iraqi step toward forming a government nearly 3 months after an election there. And this step comes amid a dramatic increase in insurgent attacks. We're going now to Caroline Hawley. She is the Baghdad bureau chief for the BBC. Welcome.
Thank you.
We mentioned these insurgent attacks. Just a few weeks ago, people were talking about a drop in insurgent attacks. What has happened more recently?
Well, there's no doubt there's been an escalation of violence in the past couple of weeks, and it's certainly frustrating and angering many Iraqis, and many officials here do believe that the delay in forming a government is contributing to the security problems. The current and outgoing government is, we're told by officials, not being taken seriously around the country. They feel they don't have authority anymore over local police and security chiefs, and there are projects on hold. For example, I've just been told by the Interior Ministry that they have a project whereby they want to give licenses to cars. But that project has been put on hold because of this delay in forming a government, and they believe that by licensing cars, they may be able to cut down on car bombs. Hmm. So really a whole host of problems that are related to this security and political vacuum.
Just over the weekend, a couple of deadly bombings, one in Baghdad, one in Tikrit, just about simultaneous. And some authorities have said they think that these may be coordinated attacks. What have you been able to learn?
Hard to know whether something that happened in Tikrit was coordinated with what happened in Baghdad. They happened a few hours apart, but certainly the attacks themselves look coordinated. In Tikrit, what you had was policemen targeted. They were preparing to go on a training course in Jordan. They were there with all their bags. They'd all gathered in one place. And first one suicide car bomb went off, and then as a rescue operation was underway, a second suicide car bomb went off. Then a few hours later in Baghdad after dark, what looked like an attempt at a triple bomb, because what happened was first one bomb went off, and then again, as people gathered around, a second bomb went off, and police have told us they defused a third bomb in the area. Now, it was a Shiite area.
And, of course, Shiites are the leaders of the coalition that's now trying to form a government. What have you been able to learn about the composition of this cabinet that is in the process of being named, and what does it tell you about who's in and who's out in Iraq?
Well, the latest we are hearing is that the party of Iyad Alawi, the outgoing prime minister, is probably out. Now, as you know, the Shiites won the elections and the Kurds came second. And because of the constitutional makeup here, they need to form a coalition. So they are the two givens, if you want, in any coalition. The Shiites and the Kurds are really unhappy bedfellows because the Shiite alliance is backed by the clerics and the Kurds are relatively secular. And so the Kurds are extremely worried about the religious leanings of the Shiites. They wanted to draw in the party of the outgoing Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, who is secular. But it seems at the moment that Iyad Alawi has been negotiating too hard, setting his sights on too much. At least that's what the Shiites are saying. So for the moment, it looks like Iyad Alawi is out. At the same time, Shiites and Kurds are both trying to bring in Sunnis because they believe that is very important, even though Sunnis didn't take part in the elections to anything like the degree that Shiites and Kurds did. But it's seen as a very important move to try to undercut support for the insurgency. So they're trying to give jobs to Sunnis, but it seems that they haven't yet decided on exactly who they should give them to.
Caroline Hawley is the Baghdad bureau chief for the BBC. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.